I think we urgently have to start now, ask your attention, please. I would like to take the opportunity to open the URALO General Assembly 2030, which is actually the first face-to-face General Assembly after the Mexico General Assembly in March 2009. It's a special honor and pleasure for me to have you here in Lisbon. Lisbon was the founding city of URALO. In line with the ICANN conference in March 2007, when URALO signed the Memorandum of Understanding with ICANN at the time, there are several people here around the table, like Sebastian, like Wolfgang, like Vittorio, I think Rudy. I'm not sure about Patrick.
Yes.
Yeah. We are coming back to the roots, so to say. And so many years later, for me, it's a special pleasure and a special honor to welcome Fadi. It's something very new to me, because years ago I would have dreamed to welcome the president and CEO of ICANN, the top of ICANN, at a General Assembly of URALO. That's why we really take it as a special honor that you have taken your time, you have taken such a long flight to arrive in time here. And finally, it's how I give the floor to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm the one who's honored to be here. And Wolf is very generous in his remarks, but thank you, Wolf, for inviting me. Thank you all for welcoming me. I will say to you the opening of your General Assembly and then let you finish your work. But I wanted to tell you how incredibly important your work has been and will be in this coming course. I think URALO, as I said today to our Portuguese friends at lunch, is in a unique position to influence how ICANN moves forward. Europe occupies a very balanced approach to the world of internet governance. You give ICANN the possibility of occupying the middle ground. The middle ground between states that want maximum control in a few hands and states that are not maybe understood in their approach for maximum freedom. But you occupy that fantastic measured middle space. You're important to ICANN, you're important to the world community. So I'm very lucky to be here today. I want to thank you for the work you do. Thank you for the hours you put. The more I get into ICANN, the more I realize how many of you dedicated hours you could be spending sometimes on different things, on your families. But you are the example of why the internet was created. I had the pleasure recently of having a very long, quiet dinner with Vince Cerf. And he was telling me stories that are very personal about the time he would carry Steve Crocker, our chairman, on his back. Or Steve would carry him because Steve got heavier with time. And Steve would throw Vince through the computer center window because they locked the door and they wouldn't let them in late in the day. And they wanted to go tinker with the supercomputer at the UCLA campus. And you listen to me and Steve talk like children, really like children, about what they did in the early stage. And I remember vividly asking him, I don't remember, but who invented the word internet? And he said, I did. And I'm sitting next to him and I'm thinking, It's just remarkable. I mean, I'm sitting having dinner with a guy who just is simple, very simple. He's, if you know Vin personally, he's a very simple guy, despite his three-piece suit. He's a very simple engineer. He's well liked. It was called, because we used the word interneting, and then the verb was difficult. So we said, drop the interneting, let's just call it internet. That's how they came up with the name. It's this simplicity which is critical for us to remember at the time of great complexity. And you in the chapters that make up Kiralo and all the gods, you are truly the where the rubber meets the road. You are the people that still believe and come to this table, sometimes exposing yourself to dangers. But you come and you continue what you're doing for the benefit of the people. So when the politics get thick and the ways of change become hard, let's all remember the simplicity that brought us here in the first place. It's what makes me get up every morning and do the difficult job that you all entrusted me with. But this is what the NPU did me. So please keep up the good work. And thank you again for inviting me. It's really an honor for me to be here. And I hope I can make more meetings with you. Invitations and support, I will come to many more. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fadi. And I know we will have the pleasure again. After the work will be done, after the General Assembly, there will be the outreach reception where we have the pleasure to have you again. Thank you very much. After Fadi's introduction, after Fadi's introductory remarks and warm words for our volunteers community, I need to come back to business. And I know it's not the most exciting thing what we can do here for the next, let me say, hour. If you have a look on our today's agenda, I think all of you have copies in front of you. Our General Assembly is subdivided into three parts. In part A, standing issues, we will try to get through it as quick as possible. Then we have the B, proposed agenda items with some more guest speakers. And then we will come to some regular business, what is usual, like the board report, etc. And then the interesting part of this General Assembly will be part C, Kiralo assessment and functioning, what will be the content-related part. And I hope will be interesting and really discussing about substantial issues. Before we come to the interesting, we have to do the harder part. Let me start with the standing issue. The next point is confirmation of attending members' policies. If I look around the table, I've seen that most of the members confirmed that the General Assembly has arrived. We have two apologies to be noted for the record. One is a new bag. She was confirmed that she had to cancel last week due to health problems. Next one is Christoph Bruch, another German ALS representative from Humanistische Union, who had to cancel earlier. These are the two apologies I have received until, let's say, this morning. The other members I've seen are now present around the table. I've seen Lutz. Ah, yeah. You were hidden behind Julia. And Mathieu Camus is now represented by Sebastian. This means Eyes of France is represented as well. So we have the attending members
DSLA is cross-checking. The next point is confirmation of the assembly quorum. We have counted again and again. We have a quorum of almost 90% of members. This is one of the very special highlights for me, that we could mobilize our community to such an extent was another surprise to me, and I think it's unique. In Paris, we didn't reach 90%. In Mexico City, we didn't reach 90%. So I, Lisbon is closer, and it's a beautiful city, so pleased to have 90%. With 90%, we could not only do bylaw changes, where you normally need a two-thirds quorum, with 90% we could even dissolve you. But it's not on the agenda, so I don't go into the details. It's just optional. I'm pleased that you know the bylaws. So actually, and we have two proxy votes. There is Manuel, who is representing Wikimedia Austria and Switzerland. So he has two votes. And we have Wolfgang, who has a proxy vote of Netzwerk Neue Medien, the vote of Annette. So there is only more or less the vote of Humanistische Union missing, where there was no confirmed transfer of the vote. But we know that how many votes we have, what is quite essential, not for the first part, but as we have elections here at this General Assembly, we need to know how many votes precisely are in the room, etc., for the counting. There's another point I would like to ask, which is not on the agenda, but we need to have it. Is there any volunteer who is ready to take notes for the minutes? To be clear, for the minutes does not mean that we do some oral minutes. Notes for the minutes only means about decisions that will be taken, including voting results, etc. So it's not a big job. Just would like to know anybody volunteering here for taking notes. Everybody is pushing. Johnny? Oh, thanks. Give him a hand. The next point is adoption of the proposed agenda. As you may recall or may be aware, this agenda, the draft agenda, was circulated 4 weeks ago by the Valoli. We asked for comments. I have not seen any suggestions for the draft agenda, so it was finally completed by a large step. And myself. But you had the possibility to suggest agenda amendments until today. If there is no amendment suggested or requested, I declare this agenda as adopted and approved. I see silent approval. Okay, thanks a lot. Next point on among standing issues are point 5, adoption of the meeting minutes from the last General Assembly 2012 in Stockholm. If you are online, on our online agenda, you see the minutes are included.
Annette?
We should not say including waiting from Christoph. We should send you an email.
Ben did send me an email. Yeah. Until this morning I didn't have, well, if she managed, okay, this is the last moment to do it.
I know the minutes from last year is one of the most boring issues I can imagine. It's just a summary minutes from what we discussed a year ago in the eve of the Stockholm Eurodic, what was unfortunately not a face-to-face meeting. There is nothing very important in it, but we formally have to adopt GA minutes from last year. I see nobody who demands an addition or a completion or whatsoever. Therefore, we can take the Stockholm GA minutes as adopted. What means we have accomplished the first boring part of our today's General Assembly A, and we can now go over to part B. Among the proposed agenda items, point 6, we have our splendid next guest speakers, and first of all, it's Sébastien Bachelet. Sébastien is a founding member of Uralo as well, former ELEC member, and Sébastien is the first community selected board member, voting board member. This was one of the big successes from the Mexico summit, one of the big outcomes when the board in, I think it was in August 2009, finally decided that the at-large community will get a voting board director, which is seat number 15, and Sebastian, who was voted by the community into this position. Sebastian, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf, and thank you very much for this introduction, and yes, I am a member. Supposed to be, and I try to be no voice in the world, but always easy, as you can imagine, and what I've been using sometimes, not the strongest one when all different, but I try to be stronger than and they want me to spend on that. I wanted just to say something about the board and that I try to do with that. There are a lot of things going on, of course, but there are some specific topics who are, I think, more concerned by what Angela needs to do with. First of all, I need to tell them that I am elected up to October 2014, and at the end of this year or beginning of next year, when Lars and Malak will decide to organize the election, because it's going to be done in June, so Lars and Malak to know the result, we will have to decide who will be the next one since October 2014 for 3 years. It's not a secret, but I guess I will be confused. I am currently chair of what used to be called the PPC, Public Participation Committee. We changed the name to align with the staff organization. I was thinking that it was better to have committee, board committee aligned with the organization of staff. It seems that I am the only one chair of the committee to push in that direction, but then our name now is Public Stakeholder Engagement Committee, and we try to work very closely with Sally Gustafson and with all the VP for engagement and, in each regional item. And I am a member of the Structural Improvement Committee, the place where we discuss about the reorganization of, let's say, S1AC. On this topic, my voice is to say we need to have a bigger view. We need to discuss about ICANN 3.0 and not just how we change the gender, how we change the other, how we change the other, and how we get a broader vision. Because when we think about it too, now it's more than 10 years ago, it's time to have a bigger vision. And I think it was one of the messages of Ron Holton at the previous meeting about the situation of life. And this third committee I am on the board for, board finding strategy. No reason to be there, but it's very important because you have a broader view of the organization. And I guess for some topics like the next ASLAC summit, it's also important. The main topics I am working on is talking about training and education, the online tool, but also the question of the ICANN Academy. Sandra has been in this work with it for ICANN and is doing very well. I try to help all the language services. I think it's really very important to have what you learn at large to be used within the organization to have more people able to participate in the world of the project. I will be talking about it. I can do it also. I am chairing a new working group, somebody's member for Europe for us. And I want to thank the other candidates from the region. We were not able to have more than one, but thank you for all the candidates and thank you for the work done by Sandra. And of course, the discussion about the summit at last two hopefully will happen in London in 2014 with our next General Assembly. It's an important thing. And as you know, I was part of the board. I remember that I think I put some emphasis on the decision. We hired a new CEO 1 year ago, and I guess it was a very good decision. And you see each day why it was a good decision, with all the changes that I will bring into the organization. I am also struggling with Wales, because of our cooperation, including and I want that this organization talk about her as an organization, not as a corporation. Because the image we give is too business oriented to talk about the corporation. And I would like that I can change this mind and decide that we are an organization. Because .org is supposed to be the base of ICANN. We are ICANN.org, a NetStack organization. The second world in its internationalization. We don't want to be an organization with nation, with nation, with nation. We want to be a global organization. If I talk in French, I will say we want to be l'organisation mondiale. And we need to talk about mondialisation. It's not a word in English. I mean, I have the choice between globalization or my English is world nation. I know that nobody wants me to talk about this world and this world, but I would really that we start to do international relations. A nation is a nation. We are a global, you know, a world of. And we are not a model. To whom will we be model? We want to be what we are, what we want to achieve, to be a multi-equal stakeholder, but a lot of process. We don't care to be a model to anybody, to anybody. We want to be what we think I can do to do. My last point is that Europe is very fortunate because the organization is very fortunate to have Europe because we have two leaders in this group. We have the chair of the ALAC, who's doing a very good job, and we have the chair of the MANCOM this year. It's also a very important position, and it's you who bring all of these nice people to their seats and that will be very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. In the meantime, I have the pleasure to welcome, late but ever welcome, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, who is the current ELEC chair, member of URALO, not representing an ALS individual member. This means that even as individual members, you have all opportunities to make career in Uralo and then further up. And I'm sure he hasn't reached the peak of his capacities. Next one, but I'm following now the list. The next one on our list is Our Man in Brussels. What is Nigel? Nigel is vice president, stakeholder engagement in Europe. And I have the pleasure now to give the floor to you, Nigel, to say what you ever want to say.
That's always dangerous, but, no, thanks very much. I know some of you, but not all of you. It's a pleasure to be here in Lisbon. This is my first Uralo General Assembly, so I'm just really delighted to be here. So I work in Brussels. I'm Vice President for Europe, working in Brussels. What does the Vice President for Global Stakeholder Engagement do in Brussels in that way? Well, yeah, what does one do in Brussels? Well, Brussels, you can do an awful lot. You can go to a lot of cocktail parties, you can go to the European Parliament, you can go to endless meetings, endless briefings, or you can do things that are interesting. And being in Brussels, I think, is ideal for engagement structure within IPAC. As a Vice President for Europe, I'm engaged in, involved in being engaged with the European Union, of course, the European Commission, the European Parliament, some of the member states, but obviously are passing through Brussels, with the wider community, of course, country code community, with some of the registrars and registries that we have in Europe, and of course the user organisations and the wider community. Stakeholder engagement is a term we often use and a term we often hear, and you might wonder, well, is it just something that we say for the sake of it? And I think for us in the team, I work to Sally Costerson, and you would have seen Sally at IPAM meetings. Sally is, works to Paddy, who's head of Global Stakeholder Engagement. And I also work with Dr. Tarek Kamal. I have the privilege to work with Tarek in the Brussels office, who is responsible for governmental relations across the whole of the IPAM world. And working with these professional and experienced leaders is a privilege and also inspiring, because I think what we're trying to do in the engagement team is to really reach out. And whether we call it the globalization of ICANN, whether we call it internationalization, and I know these are words we can play with, but I think the overall objective, the overall aim is the same: to become a more global organisation, to reach out to the communities that we serve. And that's what we do try and do. In addition to the ICANN community, a lot of my time is spent involved with international government organisations. It's no secret that ICANN is involved in the international IG debate, involved in the debate, as Paddy said. You have a choice, I suppose. We could just sit back and darn our socks, or sit in LA and just participate in the news groups and write things, or we could actually get there and participate in the meetings, be on the platform, be in the audience, listening to the debates, taking part in the debates, and trying to play a role in them. Now, ICANN, of course, is part of the ISAR community. We work with colleagues in ISAR within the regional internet registries and other players like the IETF. We're not the experts on everything. We don't have a global role in internet governance. We're not the people that pronounce on net neutrality or on data protection or on cyber security. But we are the people that are have a responsibility for the domain interest and care passionately about the ICANN vision and having a single internet. And that's where a lot of our involvement is going. And a single internet, a secure internet, an internet that's available to all users. So we're involved in that context of the OECD, the World Telecommunications Organization, and of course in the ICU, and in the many sort of formations, if you like, of the ICU that, that take place. And in that context, of course, I want to, if you like, pay a particular thank you to many people in this room, but many people throughout the at large organization, but also, of course, play a fundamental role in these debates. And many of you around the table, if you like, are on the same sort of speaker or audience circuit that many of us are on in terms of the global debate on internet governance. Those of you that played a role in the WICKET discussion, in the WTBF discussion, or the broader discussions that will take place on the WICKET review. This is where the ICANN community is making a real difference in pursuing the objectives of single internet, pursuing the objectives of the multi-stakeholder approach. I think we all deserve, if you like, appreciation for the role that the whole community plays in these efforts. So that's what we try and do. I'm privileged to work with Andrea here, who's joined the team in Brussels, Andrea Vitali. Joint Manager of the Global Stakeholder Engagement Team. He has a distinct advantage from me in that he speaks languages. Someone said to me at lunch, we had lunch with the Portuguese community, and I sort of gave a very brief introduction, and a lovely lunch just around the corner, and I gave a brief introduction, and I said, what part of the States are you from, Roger?
Too far.
I'll be introduced. And your English is very good, so... given that I can't speak any other languages, I'm not really sure where I can go from there. But anyway, obviously, living in Brussels, I'm losing the English as well. So I'll stop there. I look forward to the discussion that's taking place. I look forward to listening to Olivia, of course. I also look forward to the discussion that's taking place later in the agenda on your priorities. And certainly we want to engage. I know that we haven't done really too well in the past. We have been discussing engagement with the
thanks, Nigel. The next one on my list is Olivier. Olivier, you have now has a chance. You can either do it in French or English.
No, I'll do it in English.
Okay.
I guess most people here are speaking English, and we agree. A small subset of people who are speaking. So thank you very much, both. I apologize for my late arrival. First thing, just a response to Nigel. When people ask me what part of Belgium but the state is still okay. Well, first thing, I have to welcome you all here, and I'm extremely happy to see you all around the table. It's one of these occasions where you can actually put a face to the email addresses. You can recognize old faces, people you've seen in the past, you can see a few new faces as well. And in fact, you actually manage to get people to talk to each other about other things than just ICANN-related matters. And this type of meeting is really, really important, because it brings both the opportunity for networking between the different law structures in this region, but also being able to discuss specific points and specific subjects that are ICANN related in a setting that is both that are conducive to discussion, but at the same time also informal enough so as for you to be able to meet you speaking in the corridors, etc. And as we all know, a lot of the discussions and a lot of the movement, the momentum of ICAC takes place in corridors. And you just call someone over and say, hey, listen, maybe we should start something. Let's put into the meeting, let's get these things moving. The last time Muralo managed to speak face to face in a funded manner was in Mexico City in 2009, which seemed like a lifetime away, basically because the ICANN of 2009 and not the ICANN of 2013. For one, in 2009, whilst we had many ELSs present, I don't think that we had the presence of the President and CEO of ICANN, Community General Assembly. Today we have that person here. We didn't have the Vice President for Stakeholder Engagement for Europe because the position just didn't exist. Today we have. And of course, we didn't have a board member attending any of the meetings, and today we have. And of course, that's because there has been a seat number 15 that was created since that time. So we're looking at a very different animal than we were dealing with back in 2009. And I think that the problematics, the discussions that are taking place today have really moved forward a step. Back in 2009, a lot of the discussions came around as to, well, first thing, should we get a board member? There was the start of the ALAC and at-large improvements. There was a lot of momentum going on, but a lot of frustration as well. And I can sense that there is still some frustration around because of the fact that this is still a work in progress. ICANN is improving. I'd like to hope that at-large and the ALAC is improving, that we're doing more than we ever were doing before. And we've certainly released more statements. We certainly are a lot more active than we used to be prior to 2009. I do note that the beginning of the work, the real expansion and the real usefulness of at-large started in 2009. A lot of people tell me, oh, you know, before 2009, I didn't know really what was going on and what at-large was about. Then things started to gel and come together. And that's the moment when I started getting involved. So it's important that we see that this is a work in progress. Things are still going to take place. Things are going to continue improving. But for this improvement, the ALAC needs the help of everyone, needs the help of the at-large structures. We're a complete structure with the ALAC and the different regional at-large organizations and the ELSs in order to be able to bring the point of view of the internet users out there, maybe not tap every single system out there because, of course, it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. But we all have our own communities, what we call the edges, the grassroots, in order to be able to get to know what is going on, what is their feeling, what is their thought about what's going on at ICANN, and how to be able to help in improving the overall structure, then we need your help. And this is one thing that I really ask you here, and I hope that you will grasp the importance of the mission that we have with ICANN. There was a time, and I've heard it many times over, when our voice was not being listened to, and we didn't have we were just not taken seriously. And I'm glad today that we are taken seriously. When we send statements, when we have ICANN leadership in our room during our ICANN meetings, there is a real sense that we are listened to. Maybe not as much as we would like to. Of course, we'd love to run ICANN. You know, that's probably one of the things we'd love to do. Body, don't listen to anyone else. Just listen to the people here. But that's, you know, that's what the multi-stakeholder system is all about. Every stakeholder believes that they have the right answer. And of course, by discussing the subject and so on with the other stakeholders, that's when we'll be able to find consensus. Of course, these are words which are not really used that much out there in the real world, in quotes. What is consensus? Well, whoever's got the most money, whoever's got the biggest voice, the loudest voice, Here we work in a totally different way, and I'm glad to be part of it. And I really thank all of you for your confidence in letting me the first 2 years be able to try and help in getting that multi-stakeholder system working, and certainly bringing the input from this community over to the board, over to the other supporting organizations, and to the other advisory community. So I'm going to stop here. I do hope that I'll be able to speak to each and every one of you in person during the next couple of days. I think it's an amazing opportunity for us to be able to talk to each other and to actually come up with concrete results and get involved. This is not the end of it. We are starting here something where we get to talk to each other, and we get involved with moving forward, bringing in the input from our local communities all around Europe. That's pretty much it. So thank you, and I hope that you have a good GA and a good couple of days at Eurodic. It's a really exceptional, really exceptional meeting, and I'm glad to see that you're all here.
Thank you, Olivier. I can promise you, you are far away from being dismissed here. You still have a role to play on this agenda, and I insist on your input for free, where we may have some other discussion on certain perceptions and some discussions at a later stage. Let me just now speed up again, not to waste too much time with regularities. Our next agenda item is discussion and adoption of Juralo report for the period 2012 to 2013. You have all a copy in front of you. This draft board report was sent to the Juralo list also 4 weeks ago. I was asking for comments, suggestions, amendments, and the like. The only comment I received from Olivier was incorporated in the final version. And this final version, I hope that all of you have had a look on it. It's about the achievements over the years. It's in part 4 about outreach and inreach and structural weaknesses of Juralo. And the structural weaknesses will be the part of our the C part of our today's agenda. Are there any questions from your side regarding this board report? Points where you want or need clarification? If this is not the case, let me suggest to formally adopt and approve this Juralo board report for the backward period. Can I say this is unanimously adopted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks a lot for this one. Next one is point A. This is the funny part. Briefing and approval of Juralo budget 2013-2014 suggested to ICANN. I can make it very brief. We said when we discussed this with Olivier, Sebastian, Sandra, and some other people, we said next year the General Assembly will be in line with the summit. Therefore, we didn't need to ask to request for a face-to-face General Assembly. So, we put it aside. The only thing we are asking for was same business as every year. We were asking for some travel support for the ICANN student. what I did for the third time already. And for the third time, I got the same funny answer again. It's not I can student like, it's not I can do. Therefore, it cannot be supported. I love this explanation. I can student rights is almost as old as I can, but the finance department said it's not I can relate. Only can fund it. They do funding workshops at the IGF, but they cannot do it for the student. So, okay, we won't get travel support for the next student prize, what will be in September in Italy, in Pisa. So we have to look for other ways, etc. This was the only request we actually had, what was refused, but the priority is done. We are all clear about it. Therefore, I don't care too much about it. So we are through. Is there no questions from your side regarding agenda item B8? Look. For this year, no. But as you see, we... Yeah. The fiscal year starts in July. So for this year, we still have... For this, we do not need. Because what we want to do is covered by the at large 2 budget. Any further questions? I see comments. I see no hands raised. Therefore, let me just say, okay, this doesn't need a formal approval. Where there is no money, there is no approval needed. So we are coming to the next agenda item, B9, and as I am personally directly concerned among this item 9, I would like to hand over the moderation of this General Assembly for this part to Olivier. Olivier, it's now on you.
Thank you very much, Wolf. Right, so we have these elections and appointments that we have to go through. Thank you for your time. But the once per Uralo are by year, thank you. And so we have to select a Uralo chair, a secretariat, and a board. Wolf has kindly passed the baton over to me since he wants to run for the chair. I'm not quite sure whether that's an excellent idea, but you know, if this type of person wants to do some more work for another year, so masochist, that's the word. Yes. So really, what I first asked is whether there are any, because I think we can still ask for another candidate, or is that closed, the nominations?
It was possible to be the 14th of this acceptance nomination. Cannot be a wild concern, a wild candidature.
Okay, so we know who the candidates are, and for the position of Uralo chair, at the moment, there is only one person standing, and that's Wolf Ludwig. Wolf, would you like to say a couple of words? Are there any questions over to Wolf? Wolf, by acclamation, it looks like you've been re-elected, so congratulations. Well done.
With one abstention, because I have a proxy vote. The proxy vote is by acclamation. And my personal vote goes for abstention. This is important for the record.
Okay, well, we'll make sure we give that for the record.
Jordi?
The only problem is when you do something by acclamation, you don't really have a vote. You could just not acclaim while the general rumor.
Okay, so I tend not to acclaim the acclamation.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. for the confidence you again expressed for me. I will try my best for the next and last term I will ever go for. And I will say something more about my ideas about strategic, political, or whatsoever when we come to part C. For the moment, just thanks for your confidence, and I will try my best again.
Thank you very much, Paul. So now we have the secretariat, and for the position of secretariat, we have two candidates. We have Oksana Pihotko from European Media Platform, Ukraine, and we have Yulia Morenets from Together Against Cybercrime, which is a French organization. France, yeah. Okay, fantastic. And again, here I open the floor for questions to the candidates. You've seen their CV, their biography, you've seen their details on the Urala list. Are there any questions or comments, or well, the floor is open. Okay, I don't see anyone wishing to ask questions, so this is going to be much faster than 20 minutes, you know that.
It's not.
To vote.
Well, it is valid.
Well, and just as part of the formalities, now, as we have two candidates, we have to do a secret ballot.
So
it's obligatory for this. And then we have to...
Wait, you're not supposed to
do something.
I know that.
No, yes.
Patrick van der Valle.
My question was, is this one vote per person from the table, or is this one vote per...
It is one vote per ALS, so I would have to ask Peter to make sure that it's one vote per ALS, that the papers are not distributed. You've got the right list, yeah?
You have a proxy.
Okay, so
only one of them.
Yeah. So as Bob was saying, yes, as is customary for any selection that involves people, in order to take away any measure of bad blood or whatever, if people are upset that someone hasn't voted for them, then we use secret ballots so that at the end of the day, no one knows who has voted for whom, but at least we have a result. And that's, I think, very fair. And it's, as far as anything else is concerned, we usually have open votes, which opens, you know, keeps the transparency, etc. Rudy? And so the vote counting committee.
Okay. And Wolfgang has two.
The vote counting committee will be Gisela, Sandra, and Sebastian. Do we have a hat or something?
Oh, yeah, you're better than the hat. You would see.
Wow. Thank you.
Not paying attention.
Sebastian?
Mathieu?
Do we have other votes? Huh? What for transparency issues?
I would like to.
Yeah?
Yeah, please.
you can be part of the accounting committee.
Yeah.
Okay. Sandra?
More people want to go. Maybe they should count them right in the middle.
That'd be the Swiss approach. She'd gather in the town square.
So, if in the meantime, for those people who don't wish to follow the count that is happening behind my back, we have to have a quick discussion regarding the board, the next Uralo board. There is a renewal. There are two points of view. There's one point of view saying there's one point of view that basically says, well, you know, we need a very stable board and people who have experience and have been around for a while, and so that somehow keeps the board quite stable and active one way or other. But there's also another point of view which says, well, the people who are on the board have fallen asleep. And there should be some renewal, some new people coming in, new blood, to kick those people who have fallen asleep, kick some out and kick some into action for some others. So there is a list here. The chair and the secretariat are part of the board anyway. And then we have the other board members who are on board. And so there's been due to discussions on the list, etc., there's been some discussion and suggestions for new board members. If I start reading the whole list to you. So we have Franz Gerbosch from ISOC Belgium. If you could put your hand up, then maybe that would. Oh, he's not here. Oh, okay, so he will replace you. Okay. Ilio Lanciporo, over here. Jordi Iparaguer, who's behind here counting the votes or looking at the council. Bill Drake, who's right here in the corner. No, not new. Well, Ilio is not new either.
You're old.
Annette Milberg from NNM Germany. Desiree Milosevic, who's an independent member. Oksana Perhotko, Euromedia Platform, over here. Manuel Schneider, that's a new face, Wikimedia Switzerland. And Austria,
almost
new face. You were a new face a couple of years ago, but you're still new,
right,
yeah. Newish compared to some of us with a lot of dust on our hair. Feeling a bit tired. Lutz Donnerhacker, who's behind there as well.
Julia Morenets, who is seen as well, Wolf, of course, and Sébastien Bachelet, who is over at the back. That means that I'm out of the board. Excellent. Are there any objections? Or questions or suggestions for other members, maybe?
There's one point clarification regarding you. ELEC member, and you are an ELEC member voted by the community, approved by the community. You are automatically part, but without a vote.
Without a
vote. Like Frankfurt. Yeah. So she's also part of the, considered as part of the board, but in cases we would have some terrible important things to decide, you can consult, but you cannot vote.
Okay, any questions or comments on the board? The size of the board, should you have more people?
Here, anybody can stand up now to say, I would, expression of interest, I would be interested in being part of the next board. For the board, this is possible here.
Seeing no one jumping up and down around the table, Rudy already celebrating. I think that we should, I mean, we can proceed over to animation, but we'll have to wait for the people who are behind us to come, or should we ask them as well?
Any questions? Jordi?
How many people do we have now?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12 people.
Oh, that's just absolutely maximum.
It is. Jordi, just a quick question, if you discuss the board, do you have any questions or comments regarding the makeup of the board? 12 people, there are a few new people left on the board. I see Sebastian has a...
I just put my name, or suggest to board to put my name, but it's not so mandatory. There are enough people on the board, I need to go to the board, but it's not...
So the results on the secretariat are in. And so we have, for Julia Morenets, we have 8 votes. For Oksana Prevotko, we have 11 votes. And for one of the above, we have 3 votes. So it's a very good result, but I believe that it's the number one. Out of the 3. So Oksana, you have to, you are the elected person. Well done. Okay. And thank you to all the candidates. Thank you, Julian.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Sebastian.
It's a pity that we have 2 full-time votes and that is function. We need more involvement within more time with people. And we need somebody to have enough people to be able to have the new chair and the new secretariat in the 2 years.
And we actually said that we invent something like vice secretariat or whatever the name you want to give. And I suggest that the second commission, Linda here, becomes this, takes this seat that Linda. She will be one member, of course, but she will have more responsibility than just a single woman. It's my suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. And I can confirm that Sebastian has approached me prior to this vote to suggest it. No matter what vote we're going to do. Are there any comments or questions about this? Sandra and then Christopher. Sandra?
Key for Murado to get this vote. And I mentioned already on the mailing list that I would like to see more involvement from the board. And I know that the board is really having a lot of work in all the model administration, monthly calls, attending ICANN meetings, and so on and so forth. And maybe this organization imagine that being the coordinator of work, or however we call it, trying to get the board more involved in keeping mailing lists, apart from the things which we considered are currently not working very well for some reason. I don't know the reason, but for some reason. I think this could be a good task to get people involved, and maybe Julia could
Thank you, Sandra. Christopher Wilkinson.
Thank you, Olivia. First of all, Oksana, congratulations. I hope that next few years you will have the time and resources to be able to see this responsibility through. I think we should all be very glad that we have a little bit of hope. With respect to Sebastian's very positive proposal, I really actually think it's up to the board itself to allocate the responsibility to its members. It's a little awkward whenever assembly starts telling the board how to allocate responsibility. No experience develops, so just speaking. So, Sebastian, I'm not asking you to ignore it, but it's a useful guidance to the board, but I think it would be awkward if you could general assembly was telling the board not to like
it. Thank you, Christopher. We have Oksana, and then we have Manuel. I had Matthew in my head, I don't know why. What's that?
First of all, thank you very much for raising the stuff. I would like to explain that I myself was not very effective in previous years. It was around here in understanding the program. And we will discuss our priorities later. But just now, I would like to say that we have to concentrate not on the academic meeting, but on the community. And that is why I offer to have to look at the contribution. And I would be happy to work with you
Thank you very much, Oksana. Next is Manuel.
Yeah, I'd like to second what Sandra and Christopher said. And being, I was also named as being one of the new faces in the car, not that new anymore. And I can just say that I was and I'm still struggling with actually thinking what role, what kind of responsibilities or what kind of activities it actually means. And, well, I'm very engaged in the Wikimedia community and very active there. And so I'm more somebody who wants to do things and get things done. So I want to make a very practical suggestion to have a kind of a 2 or 3 hours support workshop in the next 2 days while we are still here. My suggestion is to have a board workshop while we are still here in this one face to face and sit down and make a task list and what we want to accomplish in the next 2 years. Distribute out because I am willing to take over past activities, but I was struggling so far to actually get myself into the team. And maybe other people have the same issues. And yeah, I hope that we could.
May I directly respond? I think I find it's a very good idea, because after part C, what will be the content, strategy, etc. discussion, we need to define priorities. And part of this discussion is afterwards, who is doing the job, who is implementing, what is chair function, what is secretariat, what is board, etc. So, at the end of this General Assembly, I would like to completely support you. The board has to find a moment during Eurodic, during a lunch break or whatsoever, sit together and note down what can be the list of tasks for... Yes? Okay, so I think it's an excellent idea.
Okay, thank you very much, Wolf. So I think that what we can do is to have our first action item here, which is for, and that's going to be one for you, Wolf, to convene a board, a board, Urama board meeting sometime during the next 48 hours.
Midnight today.
I'm not sure whether...
I see no commitment here.
No commitment. Let's just take it as an action item. And since we've discussed the board, and I understand that there's a lot more that will be discussed regarding the functioning of Uralo in Part C of this General Assembly, I put it to the floor then to have acclamation for the composition of the board as I have listed it just a few minutes ago. Everyone okay with it? Okay. So, okay, well, thank you very much. This has been very smooth, and I now hand the floor back to Bob Lübeck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier, for doing the interim and a very good job. So we finally arrived with some delay at the main part, the most important part of our today's General Assembly, what is Part C, Uralo assessment and functioning. Please allow me some introductory remarks in this, to this. We have discussed this repeatedly during our last monthly calls. We asked for suggestions on the list. There have been suggestions on the list, and there is a compilation about these suggestions. If you are in the online agenda, you can find the documents where I compiled all the feedback I received in this document. Therefore, there were some prior discussions on this. My introductory remarks would be, First of all, after 6 years by now, I think Juralo has made some success, some progress, but in my perception, we are not even halfway where I would like to see Juralo. We have some very good records in terms of capacities, having a board member, having elect chair, having non-chair, etc. There is immense potential in Juralo. But we do not make the best so far out of it. We are on a good way, in the right direction, or as Clinton, Clinton put it in the San Francisco meeting when he was saying we are stumbling. So we are stumbling in the right direction. But I would like to see more than stumbling. I would like to see more coherence in our strategy. We are in a good way on in terms of positioning Juralo compared with 4 years ago. I think one of our best projects was Eurodip. Wolfgang is the spiritual father of Eurodip. It was during an ICANN meeting in 2008 in Paris, when there was a dinner table where Wolfgang with some of his colleagues had a dinner. It was Jure at the dinner table, it was Annette Milberg, it was me at the dinner table, Bertrand de la Chapelle, Aisha from the business sector.
Lee and Thomas.
So Council of Europe and government. The idea was created around the dinner table. 4 months later, we had the first pilot project in Strasbourg at the Council of Europe. It was just a trial. It was just do it and let's see. And Eurodic became a success story, and Juralo was a driving force in this process. And this is a part where I'm somehow a little bit proud about, that we played such a good, strong, driving role in creating a European platform for internet governance, multi-stakeholder dialogue. This is, in my opinion, in my perception, one of our achievements. But as I said before, we are not even half away where we could be, where we should be. And now I'm coming to the critical point. Olivier is sitting next to me. Fadi is here. Nigel is here. I sometimes have difficulties with the definition and interpretation of ICANN remit. What is in the ICANN remit? There are so many different interpretations about ICANN's mission and ICANN remit. I have a very personal, political, European point of view. And my European political point of view is we have a special sensitivity and concern about data protection and privacy. This is part of a political European culture and understanding. We are extremely sensitive. Look around the table here. There are so many of our members. Privacy is a key issue. Werner, Söbut, Olivier, most of the German members are more or less key experts in privacy. We have the security experts around the table. We have Lutz, who played a good role in working group. We have Patrick van der Waal. These are our security experts. So what we need is in the variety of at-large issues, We always have month by month as a briefing from Olivier at our course. I have seen the progress at large made over the last couple of years from Cheryl Longnor and to Olivier. I've seen the increasing performance, increasing role at large, Alex explained at ICANN. I admire the number and the quality of Alex's statements on ongoing policy development processes. Now, how can I bridge the gap? How can we at Uralo bridge the gap? We don't have, as a volunteer community, the capacity to follow all the highly specified, specialized issues on the current pandemic and at large. So I would like Uralo to concentrate again on our key competencies and capacities. And one of them is data protection, privacy. One of them is surveillance. What does the current debate, the prison debate, has to do with us? There was a debate at the last couple of days where one of our members had suggested that at large should do a statement. Olivier responded yesterday. In another direction, I would say, in this interpretation, I was not on your side, but it's not my role to be always on your side. In many occasions, I'm completely on your side, but as far as these key political sensitivities are concerned, I think we should be clear and very specific. Even if you sometimes consider it as too political, not in the narrow ICANN remit, but I think each RALO should have an opportunity to define its key profile, its key priorities, etc. And I think now the floor is open to you. You are the seat of URALO, and you have to define what should be the core part of our strategy and next year. Look.
For the report, it needs to be said that the RALO doesn't make William outreach in a real position. To my understanding of the situation, we have a lot of good people to provide individual input into ICANN and other institutions. And in most cases, those individual activities get attributed by Colorado afterwards. It doesn't come out from Colorado in the first sense. So, it was you here, Sandra, Wolfgang, and Wolf yourself. This you started with Colorado, and then started with most of the other people started with their activities, and at one point afterwards they said, oh yeah, I'm Uralo member too. My problem support. There is no defined scope of support. Uralo board, good. Why should I have to do some activity support? And that's okay. So, what we need to find here is a way to define what, in which situation Uralo should hand up as Uralo, not as an individual from Uralo. And I think we are not the right structural opportunity to make a Uralo decision at the moment. We are driven by some individuals, and because nobody is on in the mailing list, we have a single vote which claims to be your other vote. We need to find a way to get input from the community, not from the person sitting here,
personally I want to train him. So we have to implement the bridge and say we get out of topic, we need an input from the other topic. Or more better, we have an input from the community and bring it to the other. Find the position and then bring it to the person. So that URL can act as a bridge between the community and the item. What we should dismiss as soon as possible that URL has get an impression that it's a collection of people who are not electable for higher positions and not parked in the item 3 on the value level. It's a position I hear sometimes people do not make more from their own. So, I think the problem is each value has in item. The value structure is simply for structural reasons, not for institutional reasons. And they need to fill it with institution, institutional positions.
Thank you, Lutzos's input. I've seen the hand of Bill.
Thanks. I was going to respond to your suggestion. Privacy is, of course, a key concern, and I'm sure it's one that's particularly sharply felt right now around the table. I guess my suggestion would be that if Uralo wanted to really put down a marker on that, the best thing, in my view, though, would be to focus on privacy as it arises in the ICANN context, specifically.
Yeah.
So those of us in the MCUC have been fighting with non-commercial users, constituency on the other side, and at large plus GNSO. And in the MCUC, we have been working on who is issues, for example, for a very long time. We've been virtually alone. By and large, in most debates on these issues, in advocating for privacy as a priority. And I would say within at large, there's been a big division, I think, for a long time among people on this point. It's one of the places where, between NCUC and at large, there are areas of agreement and disagreement, right? And intellectual property, privacy, and so on. Areas where we've often disagreed with law enforcement. But I would say WHOIS is still very much a live issue. It's a fairly pressing one. There's a lot of serious ongoing work going on where more input from users and civil society in particular is really, really needed. And if Uralo wanted to sort of engage there, I'd say that would be a really welcome, constructive thing. And there are certainly partnerships that can be forged to make that happen.
Next one is Jordi, Oliver, and Christopher.
That would be the question from what Peter said, and I can talk about that with some knowledge. I mean, we spend quite a lot of time dealing with ICANN, dealing with the data, local data protection agencies in order to change the path to use. It was major. It was not easy on the legal side of the country. It was not easy in ICANN. We had lots of opposition and back and forth. And at the end of the day, it's not that just I want it, that or people is asking us that they are. Just it's the law. So we have to comply with the European law. And with all the new domains that we are going to have, some of them are going to be made in Europe, some of them will have to comply with the local laws regarding privacy. And most of them are going to apply sooner or later to the local model for something.
Thanks, Jordi. This makes an important bridge. We have one plenary at jurisdictions. Different jurisdictions from the US, international, European, national, etc. And this very conflicting issues and effects. would like to go into more details, but we are so lacking time, so we will have the opportunity to have experts, specialists on Bertrand de la Chapelle's panel, so we can go into the details, into the particularities of the next step. But we are now collecting the points. It's very important what you say. There is no sort of real harmonization. There is a kind of a carpet in Europe, this commission trying to standardize on the one hand, and the national states still saying, well, we do not want, blah, 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 blah. This is a current problem we still have. Oliver.
What came to my mind when we started, we learned that remember what we learned on the bio talks and so on, it was our task to communicate and even to the political players and the power sets and the rest of the infrastructure. Now things have changed. We have all more or less part of the platform organization, even with our own important projects, which are also related. And one aspect in my mind of the discussion now, I think, we have also the task to go to the traditional media players to send messages to this around, because there was coming up the new audiovisual media service directors, all this connected to the discussion in the European Union, the broadcast viewers. Maybe go over to the internet. So we have to be, take care of that, if it doesn't happen, TV will fly for the internet and system. So we also have to send some messages out to the traditional media. So I think that's important.
Hi. Thanks, Olivier. Olivier, yeah.
So don't take it personal.
You are not yet on my list. It's first Christopher and then it's Olivier. You pass to Patrick. Okay, Patrick.
This one's from the regarding what the company just said. Currently, yes. The privacy issue in Europe is an S because it was implemented by directive, and every country has its own interpretation of the directive, but starting this year it will be implemented by regulation and it will be used everywhere in Europe and also to companies serving customers in Europe. So that will also apply, for example, to global registry type of verified yes, with what regard to the European system. So I think it's an important issue, not only for Euralo or for Tesla, but also for ICANN in general.
Yeah, on that point, fortunately, we already have some respect for arguing so that the directive also nice in that reason. On the underlying issue, I think Lalo has enough to do to license the resources to address the users in the iPad context subject to the limits, read limits. The right-hand stuff. We need to enumerate and to have lunch in ICANN to keep everybody busy for the next 2 years. I actually agree with both the broader issues in the medical, not only on price, but don't think you can do it in enough. First of all, to create tension. Pulling away from the ICANN mandate to create a different false friend. Friends often disagree, did that, and frightened. He was strict. So that sounds like I think it's wise to develop this relationship with the icon. How the European civil society in general addresses the coordination, common
okay, thanks for this critical feedback, Christopher. Even if I ask myself, when I started years ago, I had a very hard discussion with a former at-large director, Nick Espenhardt. I wanted to observe what's going on at the Council of Europe. And Nick Espenhardt always told me, we cannot do this, this has nothing to do with ICANN, ICANN is merely technical infrastructure, etc. Data protection, freedom of expression, all this bullshit has nothing to do with ICANN. And I didn't. I simply didn't listen to Nick Espenhardt because I, from my history, knew that it has, that the things are interrelated. You cannot just say this is a technical issue. Infrastructure has no political dimension. Of course, every technical question has sooner or later a political dimension. Therefore, I think we were following up on this, and I think the development of over the last couple of years gave us right to a certain extent that we have to try to see the broader picture if we are trying to represent these issues. The scale of user interests are quite broad. You cannot just say you see the only audience. Olivier, you are the next. And then I have Jure, Sebastian and Lutz again. Stefan.
Thank you, Rolf. I think that one of the concerns that I have is very much with Christopher just said, the spreading of resources. There are so many things to work on, so many threads. One common criticism of ICANN that I often hear in meetings, both during our ALAC meetings, but also across other meetings with the chairs of the supporting organizations and advisory committees, that everyone at ICANN is overworked. There's just so much to do. There's so many improvements and changes in the course of the new GPRV program, we're looking at a whole additional set of work that lands on the table. So the concern that I do have is the use of the scarce resources that we have for subjects which are not related to the ICANN mission in itself. And the ICANN mission is to deal with the addressing the names and the numbers on the internet. Now, yes, privacy issues are very much raised in this regard, especially if we deal with who is. And perhaps focusing specifically on those subjects within ICANN, which have a privacy aspect, would be the way forward for URL to go. One of the reasons why we have managed in that large and on the ALAC to come up with more statements is because we've actually created working groups.
Mm-hmm.
And we've put a chair to run those working groups, and they have calls, conference calls, etc. And they, when we have a specific question on a subject, a comment here that comes up about who is, for example, then we can send this over to the who is working group and get that who is working group to put something together and look at it. Now, I understand that it's impossible to be in all of the working groups.
It's just too much work. If you have a life outside of ICANN, you will not be able to do that. However, one thing that's of real importance is to have subject experts. And it's very clear that URALO has subject experts. The concern that I have is that I don't see URALO's involvement today being at the level that it should be in those documents. And, you know, there have been discussion in other realms about having their own local working groups, their own, you know, sort of a subset of the wider working group to work on common position that, the RALO might wish to put together. I don't see this being a problem as long as it doesn't divert the resources away from the main work that is being done. So if you are able to perhaps through the board, and I guess it will be for the board of URALO to look at this, to name subject experts in URALO who will then be able to take on the task with a small group of people, privacy being one of them, who is this sort of thing, and then feed into the overall process, I think that's a way forward. That, because that definitely will get people to do things rather than just sit by the sideline.
Good point.
Thank you. Thank you, Wolf. The, just looking around the table here, you see that the ALSs represented are a diverse group. I mean, we have ICE chapters, we have e-seniors, and we have media stuff. And again, some countries like Ukraine have a very specific task of actually sort of basic education about what is in multi-stakeholder needs and so on and so forth. And that, of course, that's a source of richness for us. But at the same time, I think that this accounts for a certain disconnect between the ALSCs and URALO. That is to say, the things that the ALSCs in their diversity are interested in domestically are not necessarily reflected in this traffic between URALO, ALAC, and ICANN on subjects that that most ALS members actually don't have any idea of, as they are very specific internet governance ICANNs. So I don't know. It's I have no recipe for this except that that what you, Olivier, just said about the subject area experts might come in here. We have expertise here about things that are unique and that may have some role to play in ICANNs. Then we should use them.
Thanks, Jule.
Thank you. I guess there are different things we should discuss here, and we would like to suggest a few things. The first, I think we as URALO, would like us to concentrate on the future, not too much on yesterday. And if we talk about the data, personal data involved in the GTLD world, and eventually the CCTLD world and the IP world, I would like us to concentrate on the directory services, not on the use. There are two tracks going on in ICANN today. One is an expert group in charge of starting the work on a future data services or digital directory services of the work, and there is the track of trying to solve the WHOIS problem that is here for since 10, 20 years, and I don't know where it will end up. But I would like to suggest that really, if we put expert somewhere, it's in the new track and not in the old track. There are a lot of people already doing the old track. It's not to say that the people who know what is happening today are not involved. They need to bring their knowledge, but that's quite true. Regarding the question of what we do with this twist to the world, maybe we can ask, not an answer now, but we can ask either the executive staff or the board to to say something. If we are, if we are concerned one way or another, and if it could be useful to have some things done at the local level or regional level about that. I know that there are a lot of discussion, is it within or without, outside of the region. And my first reaction was that it's outside. But as we all say, maybe it will become something more important just that, is it within or outside. Maybe it's so important subject of the image of item. We need to say something. And my question is not to take our weapon and to battle on each other, or maybe to try to get outside of Duralo at large and to ask my people to see if it is a question they are discussing, staff, and to see what they can help us to do something. One of the reasons I am doing a little bit on this is that our concern, I don't know, I have no idea, but do any people they ask ICANN for something? I imagine that that's a webinar. It's interesting to ask this question to everyone. And the second is that the fact that we are based in California, it's only this fact, we are. Because it's so much important, so much important issue that we are concerned. Because of the link between us and the US government, it's here. And even if we, it's not in our subject matter, it's in a matter of policy relations. And I would like to have this as a question, but to be put to the board, to be easier for my committee, but to the top management and because having here that I don't have to have any answer.
Okay.
It's not the place and
okay, thanks a lot, Sebastian, for your thoughts and for your input. The next one on the list is Lutz, Stefan, Oksana.
Only some observations here. All of them have asked before, the new input and network policy. Now, when I think it's all that takes you to our action itself, I think we're saying we're doing a lot of work. Lonnie, or the history that you have issued has to respect with law. I think it's more English. Like that is policy on particular services, on content selling data out of the local state, which is putting it out. So we have the observation that despite what we want, the item will be the way this is more us than that being a business.
Well, this is a perception. Stefan, do you allow me just to give Nigel, because Lutz referred to Nigel. There may have been a misunderstanding or misinterpretation in the room.
Right, look, let me just say one thing on the wider context. Data protection, security, these are all issues that, as you know, are being discussed in the European context. As I said earlier, one of our roles is to interface with the European Commission. Last night I was talking to the European Commission about the single market proposals being forward at the European Council, being really radical, far-reaching proposals that we haven't seen in the past 15 to 20 years in Europe. Net neutrality is one of those regulations on net neutrality. Net neutrality does affect, like, affects a single user. Now, it's not something that we, if you like, would go out with placards and campaign about, but the implications
the implications of, and that's why we were involved with commenting in a very careful way on the ethno-proposals of the Divide Architect, because we take the ethno-proposals and we take some of the components and reverse on that perspective, and you end up with a situation in Africa, Latin America, and other areas, particularly in other areas, in Europe as well, where innovation cannot take place on the edge of the internet because of the uncertainty of the payment rules. So I think that is an issue for I can in terms of one internet in terms of development. Data privacy has implications. The European regulation has implications. We've talked to the Commission about the implications it has in terms of extraterritorial effect on registrars, wherever those registrars might be. But particularly registrars, again, that we're trying to develop in developing countries and wherever, that would be subject to European regulation because they offer services to European citizens. Now, you know, there's implications, by the way, I know them, but these are the subject matter. Finally, very quickly, on the cyber security proposals, the proposals for cyber security directive, and it's my background entirely, but surprisingly, we're involved in talking to the Commission about this, because again, and with advice from our security experts within ICANN, it's clear that again, that has potential implications to the way that registrars and registrars do their business. And it has implications for the DNSSEC as well and how that's operated.
Did it help, Lutz, more or less for clarification? I was asking not about your motivation, but for clarification. Did it help for clarification? Okay. So it was just the issue whether net neutrality has anything to do. If I have a look at the discussion in Germany, what is German Telecom with the new customers, etc., it immediately affects.
Yes, of course.
Whether you punish them with the new tariff system or whatsoever, etc., this immediately has effect. Therefore, I was very happy about your question. Stefan.
Goes in the same direction. The question we have to answer is, what are the topics our organizations or the people we try to represent are going to want to discuss? And I think these three are very prominent examples for exactly these topics. And what we have to make clear is how is ULO, how is ICANN engaging in these topics? And what can ULO or ICANN do to promote these topics? I never, outside of ULO, outside of ICANN, I never heard any discussion on rules. Nobody discusses outside from here. But privacy is discussed, national privacy is discussed, and surveillance is discussed. We have, at the moment, a broad discussion in Germany on the prison program of the NSA. What, if not this program, is it fit for internet governance?
Or internet users.
Or internet users. And I think we have to... start this and practice in promoting those topics and bring this forward. And I think when I discussed on ULO with some people I know from the community outside, there's often the impression ICANN is, let's say, somehow a bureaucratic organization dealing with very specific issues which outside of this community nobody understands. And I think we have to set this link to the topics which are really, the people are really interested.
Thanks. I'm just taking notes from your various inputs. I think a key challenge is, I heard repeatedly the word, we need to build bridges. Yeah. And how can Uralo translate? So, the architect in the room, we have to construct bridges between the communities to bridge gaps and to bridge different advantages, different perceptions. So we are always in a sort of interpreter or intermediator role with various expectations of our members, the various specializations of our members. So we are again back to complexity. So it's just an intermediate remark, now it's Oksana on my list.
So, for a local reason, although we have to elaborate on that, it is wanted and it is a threat for ICANN. Yes, we have to stabilize it. And I think that Milton's stakeholderism is a very good strategy for that. It's also a very good strategy for that. Stakeholderism is also about balancing power. We have to rebalance, actively rebalance, the influence on the internet, the influence of ICANN. If not, we can have a run into the dead street. And we can end up with a lot of conflict between governments over the back of ICANN. And we have to avoid that. But now how? Because we can do everything. We can run into a lot of government, part of government, European government. But I think, and Robert also said, we have to choose, because strategy is about making choices. And we have to realize that we have a limited choice. Of course, we are all very clever, and we have a lot of specialties, but we are not very good in politics. So we have to understand that we have to choose our teams. We have to focus. And from that, what Robert also said, we have some special teams we can choose and focus on that, because they are limited choice. And of course, we can imagine everything. But the main statement is, we have to choose together teams with the alignment of the general ICANN strategy. And I think that's the problem.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, Dick, for this great input. Before I hand over to give the floor to Vittorio, I would like to another piece of dimension, seeing the variety of users we always say to represent. There is a big group which usually has a side role, and this are the consumer associations. Greta, we have you here representing Slovenian consumer organizations. There was always a lot of discussion at ANCUC that the user should be, we should try to get them more involved, because usually from a traditional approach, consumer organizations represent or streamline voices of consumers. We often take a media. Thanks a lot, Breda. Vittorio.
The first one is about the in the archive of the event, and to conceive that way for ideas about the art of the platform, about the block, about the consensus, which means that basically the things that you have used are the ones that have been used to work. But actually, I think that you should maybe orient the action, making sure that when some of the members have an issue, they can ask other members of their It's not been solved yet, so the fact that you're here lost.